Imagine you are a 14-year-old boy on spring break riding motorbikes with your buddy. You are also, it's already very evident, a supreme athlete. God-given ability. Imagine in 1 second all that goes away because you get hit by a car while riding a motorbike and they have to take your foot. Can you imagine what's going through your mind, through your heart, your soul? However, perseverance, faith, and a Marine got Trenton Merrill back on his feet, literally, and now he's a bronze Olympian, a Paralympian from California, a world-class athlete, a wonderful human being. Tam and I met him. We heard his story. We had to get him on the air. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on KSON, and welcome to Trenton Merrill.
I'm excited and thankful to be here right now.
So, Trenton, go ahead and share your story on what happened and how you ended up becoming a Paralympian.
Right. I mean, what's a 14-year-old's mind go through when you realize that all of a sudden you're not going to have a foot and everything is going to change?
Doctor essentially came in and he performed a test on my foot. He looked to my mom in a really concerned look, and he asked my mom, he said, "Hey, Denise, can I talk to you outside real quick?" Now I'm in the hospital room by myself. I see the doctor talking to my mom through the little rectangle window of the hospital door, and all of a sudden I see my mom just start bawling, crying. And that's when it hit me, like, this is not just a broken foot. I'm not going to go back to school and have a green cast signed by all my friends. They're going to have to amputate this.
We are talking with Californian and Paralympic medalist Trenton Merrill. So sports is your life, still is, was then. And all of a sudden, when did you realize, oh my God, not only am I losing my foot, in a way I'm losing a gigantic part of my life. Did that hit you yet?
It hit me, yeah, right then and there. And so, like, when I saw my mom crying and I realized I'm going to have to amputate my foot, that's when I started crying, and I thought my whole world just turned upside down. My identity was immediately attacked because my identity was so tied to sport. And as I was crying, my friend, or Scott's mom, she came in and she just started praying over me. She knew what was going on. And as she was praying over me, all of a sudden I heard God speak to me, and I felt this like overwhelming peace where, like, all of a sudden just my tears stopped, and I heard this small, still voice say, "I got great plans for you." When I heard that, I was like, "Okay, God, if you say it, man, then I believe you. But, like, don't mess with my heart right now, because I got nothing."
Aw, don't mess with my heart.
A 14-year-old.
Yeah. And also, someone else had a chat with you that changed your projection in life as well.
About a week or so after, a Marine came in, and I knew he was coming in, and he was an amputee, and so I had more time to think about any of the concerns or insecurities that I had as a young 14-year-old amputee, like freshman in high school. You got enough problems, you know? So
yeah.
When he came in, I asked him everything I could think of. I asked him if he still rode motorcycles, because he was in a motorcycle accident as well. That's how he lost his foot. I asked him if he still could run, like, still play sports. I asked him if he was still dating girls, and he was really encouraging, and he was telling me essentially, he's like, "Yeah, I run every morning. I can still ride motorcycles, so can you." And he's like, "And this is my girlfriend right here." And when I had seen her walk in, I thought it was just his sister. Like, I thought she was just a good-looking woman. It was his sister that he brought for support. And when he told me that was his girlfriend, I was like, "Let's go. All right.
Cool." Right on.
I mean, when you're 14, right, you know, I mean, that's so important. You're like, I'm just wondering what's my life going to be like.
Course,
this is amazing.
Course. And Trent, I love how you bring up all those insecurities. I mean, God almighty.
It's real.
Puberty's rough enough on a kid, man. All that stuff on top of the fact that you're at the time thinking, everything I wanted to do in my life is now gone. The Marine came in and completely reshifted your life, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. So it was like, one, I didn't know if being a professional athlete was possible. Like, I didn't know anything about Paralympics at the time, but I still wanted to compete. And when he kind of told me that, I was like, all right, let's go find out what I can and can't do.
Right. And everything else happened.
And look where you are now. It's really quite incredible. And thank you for sharing it with us and sharing your story with others who you're helping. You can watch On the Air with Sully, Little Tommy, and Rusty Nails. John and I will be there along with Trenton tomorrow on KUSI at 11 a.m.
Trenton, you got to come back and join us. We want to hear more about the Marine that changed your life, saved your life. We also want to know about you heading out to the Olympics, right, in Paris, 2024?
Yep, Paris is in 24.
All right, his name is Trenton Merrill. Trenton, good luck in your training. Can't wait to cheer for you in Paris.
And please keep in touch with us, okay, bro?
And Trenton, do us a favor. Check back with us on Monday morning. We're going to see if we can help you track down that Marine.
Oh, thank you guys so much. God bless you.
Again, you can see Trenton for yourself tomorrow, Tam and I too, and some other cool San Diegans on Live on the Air with Sully and Little Tommy. 11 o'clock, KUSI.